welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And I'm looking forward to sharing a message that God has placed on my heart. And it's my earnest desire and prayer that as you listen to the Word of God, that in very practical ways, your life will be impacted. Now, the subject I'm going to be sharing on is that of stress. And I've entitled this message, Stress, a Spiritual Opportunity. And as we hear those words, it's like for many of us, just the very word stress is negative. And we have not come to the place that we see it as a spiritual opportunity. I know some of you listening to me right now are so tired and exhausted and worn out and burned out, and you need God's touch. So before we go into the message, let's just take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. And I'm going to ask the Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to do what only He can do. Jesus said to cast your cares upon me. The word tells us to do that because He cares for us. And Jesus, what He did say, He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so as we do this, as we come to Him, I'm asking Him to just lift those cares, those anxieties, those physical worries, those burdens, and those anxiety and concern for loved ones, whatever you might be facing, financial situations, job crises, whatever it is, let's go to the Lord. Father, we thank You that we can come to You and cast our cares upon You because You care for us. Because, Lord, You will make a way, even in impossible situations. And, Father, right now I'm asking that You will touch Your beloved. Lord, whatever the needs are, whether they're physical, spiritual, emotional, financial, or circumstantial, God, I rebuke the works of darkness against them, and I release, Lord, the very power of God, the peace of God, just a tranquility of spirit, that their very nerves right now will just feel the calming influence of the anointing of God, just to bring them into a place of receptivity. Lord, sometimes we can be so harassed and so torn up that we can even hearing the Word of God, it doesn't impact us because we're so distraught. And Father, I just take authority over everything in their situation, Lord, that would cause them to not receive what You have for them. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You for the power of the Word of God. Lord, it's Your power. Lord, give me the grace to be able to present in a way that Your beloved can receive that which will set them free and bring deliverance in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, the very title of the message, Stress, a Spiritual Opportunity, is, as I said, it seems to be a very contradiction in terms, because for most of us, the very word stress is a very negative word. And my heart's desire, but more importantly, not only what I desire for you, but the Lord's heart and His desire, is for you to be free of everything that would cause worry or anxiety or fear. Because basically, fear hath torment. And while stress is a word used to, which is much more acceptable even in Christian circles, oh, I'm just stressed. Well, it's a form of worry. It's a form of fear. Maybe not full-blown terror, but it is something that upsets not only our spiritual tranquility, but affects us emotionally. And that, when it was because we are a tripart being, spirit, soul, and body, that what's going on in our heart affects all of us, our body as well. And so it's important because of the times in which we are living, regardless of whatever situation or season you are right now in your life. I know, because the enemy hates God's people, he hates the Lord, he hates God's plan for you, beloved, and so he's going to do everything he can to bring fear and worry and anxieties. And so as we look at the lives that we're living in this 21st century, it's really one of the greatest problems facing man, not just the Christian, but outside in the world. And without the Lord, I don't know about you, but it makes me wonder how they can even handle the problems that they face and the problems in the world. Now, as I always do for those of you who know me, I must give a definition. So what is stress? Well, by definition, it is defined as a state of bodily or mental tension resulting from factors that tend to alter an existing equilibrium. Now, those are some fancy words, but basically our condition, and now we're drawing from the Word of God, and even those who are into health would say that peace and relaxation are the normal state in which we should be. Now, there is a time, there's a certain amount of stress that is God ordained. For example, the fear or the stress anxiety that would come if a moving car is headed at you, it's a God-given response to be afraid and to get out of the way. I'm not talking about that kind of stress or those kinds of fears, but I'm talking about the mental and emotional problems and battles that we go through. Many times it's just in our mind. We can get so stressed about what's going to happen on the job. Even if nothing occurs, we have manufactured all sorts of imaginary threats and problems and issues, and are already seeking how we're going to respond to situations that haven't even arisen. And so we have to understand that God wants us to allow the stresses and the problems that we face, the battles we face in our lives, to be a spiritual opportunity for us. First of all, although I'm going to be talking at length, and we might spend some time on this subject, because God wants you free. He does not want you going through this year the way you did last year. He wants you to have greater joy, greater freedom, deliverance. He wants you to be that person he has called you to be. As the first letter that I shared with UCM Partners was, being all that God has called us to be, that there is a desire, a vision, I believe, that God has placed deep within our individual hearts when we come to Him, of the person that He desires us to be. I don't think this is something that is self-manufactured. I believe God Himself places this within us. And as we allow this divine, godly vision to come into being, that the Holy Spirit will work with us, enable us, give us the strength and the desire to fulfill those secret, deep longings that God Himself has placed within us. He has ordained us for good works from before the foundation of the earth. Beloved, what are those good works that God has called you to walk in? What are those things that He wants you to find fulfillment and satisfaction in service for the Lord? We've all got various giftings. We all have a ministry. I have, even if, as an early Christian, before I actually was in ministry, I knew that God had something special for each one of His children. And so, one of the chief ways the enemy seeks to defeat what God's plans are is to bring all kinds of fear and anxiety. Fear like, oh, I don't have the abilities, I can't do what I feel God wants me to do. And we tend to just retreat under a barrage of negative emotions and thoughts and attitudes. That is a lie from the pit of hell, beloved. Reject it. Resist it. It's not of God. Now, there are principles in the Word of God that we need to follow. That's why this ministry from its inception in 1965 was the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. Beloved, it is the whole counsel of God. And I know personal situations of people that have really disobeyed the Word of God. An example, a Christian who married a non-Christian, and the years of distress and frustration and trouble they've had is a result because they've not followed the Word of God. Many times we do it ignorantly because we don't know the Word of God. That's why the Scriptures tell us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And so, beloved, there, like for example, sometimes we can have just the right attitude, the right heart, but if I believe there is the principle of a Sabbath rest, God did that himself after creation. I'm not talking about the law. Yes, it was part of the Ten Commandments that was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. But the principle of the Sabbath rest, a time in which we can devote ourselves spiritually and mentally and physically, a time of relaxation and refreshment, of whatever that is for you. But I believe the Sabbath principle of, if we would observe it, it would cause us to be renewed and refreshed and able, enable us to go into our work life, our daily life with new vitality and enthusiasm. So I haven't gotten into the message yet. I'm just laying a foundation, but try to do that. Years ago, God impressed that on my heart. To be honest, I have not always, as in ministry, sometimes there's greater stress in ministry because there's this, as Paul said, there's the welfare of the churches, welfare, the spiritual responsibilities that a minister has. So pray for your pastors. Pray for those who are in a leadership position. But, beloved, my time is flying by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. But remember, whatever day it is for you, make it a time in which you can just really rest your spirit, your soul, and your body, and draw closer to the Lord. That's what he wants. He even loved the animals. He didn't want them working on the Sabbath. So, beloved, I love you, and I pray for you every day. And I pray that if you have prayer needs, beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. That's another one of God's principles. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.